hearing this, would you just prompt on our hearts what we should give in regards to this, so that we all do our part, all do our share to see the kingdom of God advanced in the way that you want. We thank you for our church. Thank you for the people that are being saved, the people that are being helped and ministered to, those of the that are being encouraged and strengthened and growing. Thank you for the radio program, Lord, that touches thousands of people on a weekly basis. Lord, we know it all costs money, but Lord, you're faithful to provide these funds for us. So we commit it all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to share with you a short message this morning, but it's a good message. It's a message that fits with this. I want to talk to you about getting past the breakers. Breakers are the waves that break close to shore. And when you're launching a boat, those breakers keep washing you back to shore, washing you back to shore. And it's very difficult to get past the breakers. Once you get past the breakers, then it's pretty smooth sailing. But it's that first part to get by the breakers that hinder us. And this is a new year. This is 2014. We talk about this is a year of double portion, believing the Lord. We've talked now about building. You know, we're launching things, but there's breakers that keep pushing us back, and we don't seem to be able to get through it. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about it. When I was thinking about this, I thought about the movie from several years ago, Castaway. Tom Hanks played a fellow that plane went down. He was marooned on an island. He was there for several years, but no one ever came. And he tried to get off the island several times, but every time he tried to row out, the breakers would wash him back. And finally, he got a plan and a way to get off the island. Got a short clip from the movie, and then we'll talk to you about it.
Here we go, Wilson. You don't have to worry about anything. I'll do all the paddling. You just hang on.
Okay, we'll stop it there. But just a depiction of someone breaking through, getting past the breakers, getting out from the confinement that they're in. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about it today, because we're all launching something. At least you should be, folks. You should be launching something new. Some new area, some new goal, some new vision. You're launching something. Many times it's launching a career. It can be launching some kind of change in your life. Maybe it's a new ministry. Maybe you're breaking out of some habit and you're trying to break into a new area. Maybe it's a new marriage. Maybe it's a new job that you're involved in. But something new. And I want you to know that every time you launch something, there are breakers that try to wash you back and hinder you from moving out into it. So how would we get past these breakers? Like there's waves that come in, and there are just waves that come up. There's wind. You know, wind can be representing of the prevailing attitudes. You know, you go to do something, and then everybody says, oh, no, that won't work. Everyone says, no, don't try that. There's prevailing winds, attitudes. There's the rain, the discomfort. Whenever you go to do something new, folks, any change brings discomfort. It takes you out of your comfort zone. It feels unnatural at first, but you have to persevere through that. There can be the fog that comes, the fog of uncertainty. You know, you want to do something, but now everything's cloudy. The cold, it can be cold as you do it. You lose your fire. You lose your ambition. You desire. You lose, you know, that inner fire that's burning in you. It can be the darkness. You just sort of lose your bearings. You know, there's a statement I heard years ago, and it's still good to repeat. Never doubt in the darkness what God has shown you in the light. God gives us a vision. He tells us things. He shows us new areas to launch out into. But when you go to do it, boy, sometimes it gets foggy, it gets dark. But never doubt in the darkness what God has shown you in the light. Just persevere. Just keep moving forward into it. So there's lots of things that can hinder us. Fear, fatigue, unexpected difficulties, criticism, unmet expectations, frustration. You know, there's so many things that can hold us back. Now, there's a fill-in sheet that I want you to take out that's in your bulletin. And I want to just give you 8 things quickly how to overcome and how to break through barriers. And here's the first one. Number one, have a strong vision of your destination. Have a strong vision of your destination. You know, Tom Hanks in that movie was very content just to be on the island. You know, I mean, he'd been there for several years. He could sustain his life, but you know, it really wasn't a life. And he had a vision to get back to civilization, to get back and not just maintain. And folks, the Lord never wants you just to live. Or let's put it this way. He doesn't want you just to exist. He wants you to live. You know, he doesn't want you just to breathe. He wants you to be significant. God's got a plan and purpose for you, for your life. There's a vision he has for you. There's new areas. You know, we shared this many times in the past. God has lots of ideas about you. The Bible says that his thoughts towards us are without number. When he looks at you and your talents and your abilities and how he made you, there's so many different possibilities that could happen. So don't be content just to stay on a little island. Say, no, there's something bigger. Now make sure it's God's vision. It's not just you and your own efforts trying to decide what you're going to do. But have a heart for God. Realize he's made you for significance. Now, we all have different talents, different levels of abilities. But you, right you, you know, not the person beside you, but you. You're sitting right there. God's got plans for you. He has new things for you to enter into, new things for you to accomplish. You can write yourself off and say, well, that's for others. I can't do anything. All those breakers will try to keep you where you are. But if you have a strong vision, I'm willing to leave that island. Remember when he looked back at the end? He just realized, I've left that. I'm now out in the sea. And many times that's how you feel when you launch into something new. It's like, wow, I've left the security, the stability. But I'm launching out into something new. But folks, without venturing, you're never going to get anywhere. And you never venture without risk. And it's just part of it. It's what you need of a strong vision of your destination. Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. When he was first saved, Ananias came to him and said, you know, you're going to be a witness to the Gentiles. You know, and Paul didn't know very much at that time. but he had a heavenly vision. The words were spoken to him. And at the end of his ministry, he writes, I was not disobedient to that heavenly vision. He traveled all over the known world at the time, his missionary journeys. He was shipwrecked. He was stoned. I mean, he had hunger and famine. He lists many of the difficulties that he went through. But he says this, I glory in my tribulations. Because he had a vision, and he followed it. He pursued it. The second one is, realize that the barriers are just a common, normal part of the sea of life. When difficulties come our way, when things don't work out just the way we think, don't think to yourself, this is strange. Why me? Everyone else seems to have a good life, but why did this happen to me? Folks, it happens to everyone. It's just part of life. Jesus said in John 16:33, these things I've spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Whatever you're facing, whatever difficulties, know the Lord's with you. He calmed the storms. He's able to step in. But he lets us struggle with things many times just to strengthen us and to strengthen our faith. And he allows us to grow as a result of the tribulations that we go through. They do strengthen. The Bible says Jesus himself learned obedience through the things that he suffered. The Lord never says, you know, your life is going to be without any suffering. You're going to have times of suffering. Things are unexpectedly going to happen. But the thing is, don't let it blindside you. Just realize, you know what? This is just normal. This is natural. This happens to everything, but it doesn't need to defeat me. The Lord is in me. The Lord's guiding me. The Lord's directing me. I can overcome this. With that attitude, we can go forward. Number three, you need to catch the wind. Catch the wind. In the movie, you know, this thing had washed ashore, so he rigged the sail and he watched for the winds when they were blowing offshore. And that's when he attempted, and he caught the wind. His own strength, his own ability to row was not enough, but he caught the wind, and the wind took him out. You know, the Bible speaks about the wind of the Holy Spirit. You need to really catch the wind. You know that God is blowing over your life. He really is. He really is. Many times we don't know it because we don't put the sail up. If we put the sail up, we can catch the wind. The Lord hasn't abandoned you. I just feel that some are feeling abandoned. You just feel like the Lord has abandoned you. And just hear, he hasn't abandoned you. He's blowing over your life. There's a wind of the Holy Spirit that's blowing over your life. And you need to catch it. You need to work in the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, when the early church was first launched, Jesus, 40 days after his resurrection, it said he was with the disciples. He taught them things pertaining to the kingdom of God. In other words, he explained things to them. But notice what he says here in Acts 1 and verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you've heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. He told them, don't launch the church yet. You wait for the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. It's an intangible. And the Bible says the wind, you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's going. You don't see it. So is everyone that's born of the Holy Spirit. It is an experience where you reach out. You sort of have to put your sail up and you just wait. And the wind of the Holy Spirit comes over your life. I'm thankful for the moving of the Holy Spirit in my life. I can look in retrospect and tell you times when he worked. Going forward, I don't know when it is or when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen, you know. But I know he's working. And rely on the Holy Spirit. That's where our prayer comes in. That's where our faith comes in. You do what you can do, but you know, you say, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need the wind of your Spirit, and I open myself to your Holy Spirit. And all he's waiting for is just someone that's open, someone that just will lift their sail, as it were, and say, Lord, I'm waiting for you to move, and then go in that power. Number four, row hard. Row hard, persevere. In the movie, boy, he was working hard. He was rowing hard. You have to persevere. You got to keep at it. You can't give up. It takes work. You know, it might you get tired. You might get some blisters on your hand as you're doing this. You get winded. But persevere. Keep pressing in. Keep doing it. Row hard. It says in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12, for this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. I am persuaded that he's able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. So we just keep pressing, keep persevering, keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Just keep moving forward. Persistence is a marvelous thing. Persistence. Just keep going. Just keep pressing. Just keep moving into it. And relying on the Holy Spirit, but from your part, you're doing your part. You're striving with everything you have. Number five, gain the support of others. Gain the support of others. Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Reap if you don't lose heart. And so don't give up. And people around us help us. People encourage us. Even Tom Hanks had Wilson. You remember, you watch the movie, Wilson was the basketball. It said Wilson, he put the eyes on it. See, everybody needs relationship. You need someone with you. You need someone to help you. We're meant to be joined with other people. You're not meant to live the Christian life on your own. You're meant to have other people around you and help you and support you. Listen, you need to join the church. Now, when I say that, I don't mean just sign the membership. You really haven't joined the church until your heart is connected with someone else's heart, where there's a heart-to-heart connection. It's where someone else carries your heart in their heart. That's when you're part of the body. It's not attending a service on a Sunday. All that is good and it's part of it. But it's really getting connected, letting your heart, opening up to someone and letting your heart connect with someone else's heart. Now, how do we do that? We can do it through small groups. That's why we have ministry teams here. We try to connect people. That's why we have the ladies' group, the men's group, times when people get together, can talk, can share. You see, and you'll connect with somebody. You don't have to connect with everyone. Just like this finger is not connected to every member of the body, but it is connected right here. Then that member is connected to another member and that to another member. And so the body is unified and connected, not because every member knows everybody else and every other, you know, you're praying for everybody. No, it's you're connected somewhere. You're meant to be connected. The Bible says, he that is planted in the house of the Lord will flourish and bear much fruit. If you feel like I'm not flourishing, I don't feel like I'm very fruitful. It could be that you're not planted in the house of the Lord. And I mean planted in the sense of getting connected, getting rooted, where your heart's joined with someone else, and you're in the flow and life of the church. Don't be on the periphery. Don't be on the fringe. Get into the flow and life of the church. That's where the power is. That's where the current is out in the middle, not in the little eddies. You know, on a river, you get a little eddy on the side, and it just sort of twists along the shore. But no, the current is out in the middle. And I challenge people all the time. You know, if there's one thing I would say to any young family, I'd say get in the church. Get in the flow of the church. Get in the life of the church. Because that's where the power is. That's where the Spirit is. It's in the life of the church. And Satan always wants to keep us on the periphery. Keeps pushing you out. Just be on the sidelines. Just sort of look in. 10 from time to time, but just look in. But if you'll connect and you get in the life of the church, you're going to see a power flow in you and you're going to see some results and a strength that you never had before. You're not meant to live the Christian life on your own. You're meant to have other people around you, encourage you and strengthen you. And so that's number five. Number six, devise a strategy. We talked about this last week. Devise a strategy. Devise means to think and to plan and to strategize. Think how I'm going to do this. Tom Hanks had a plan. So the same, when we talked about this last week in depth, think through how you're going to do things. Have it step by step, step by step. See, if you have step by step, you'll reach the destination. If you just look at the destination, say, well, how do we ever do that? You know, we show the final plan of the property. Oh, how would you ever do that? It's like, well, we never do that. But you know, if you break it into steps, break it into phases, and say, well, we're going to do this. You know, I'm just talking about the building. But whatever it is that you're doing, whatever you're launching, whatever is, you know, just break it into steps. Have a strategy. Just work on that step. A step that, see, you know, they talk about SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T. They need to be specific. That's the S. The M, they need to be measurable. I don't know whether I can remember all these. A, they have to be attainable. R, I'm not sure. I think it's I think it's got to be relevant. I'm not sure about the R because I'm pulling this off the top of my head. But the T is that needs to have a time structure to it. A SMART goal. See, that's devising. Thinking through a strategy. What specifically is my next step? How would I measure whether I make the next step? You know, can I attain it? Is something I can? Yeah, I can do that. And is it relevant to your life and your goal? And you know, the T is put a time frame. I'm going to do that by a certain time. That's strategy. That's our part. The wind is God's part. But you need to devise a strategy. Number seven, have a compass. Have a compass. Track your progress. Have a compass. Track your progress. Compass tells you where you are, you know, where how the big picture is. So you can get locked into right where you are and you lose your bearings. A compass says, oh, that's north. It takes you out of your situation and you see a bigger picture. Many times you get lost in what you're going through. And if you do, you'll be discouraged. You'll get down. You'll lose strength and zeal. But you need to step back and just have a compass and see the big picture. Say, God's true north. I'm doing His will. If you ever get down on what you have, say, oh, I don't have very much, just think to yourself, you're living in the best country in the world. If you ever travel to a third world country, you'll never say, I have nothing. We live like kings. But see, you got to step back and just see a big picture. You know, your life is not as bad as you think it is. Let's put it this way. That Satan wants you to think it is. You just need to step back a little bit and say, no, this is what God's word says. Hey, these things I'm going through, they're common to all men. Paul had tribulations. David failed and sinned, and yet he still called a man after God's own heart. I mean, you just got to step back a little bit from right your situation and get your bearings. Say, you know what? I'm a child of God. I'm serving God. I'm pressing into Him. Have a compass. Track your progress. Know where you are. Say, okay, am I on track for what God wants me to do? And here's the final one. Learn from others who have made it. Learn from others who have made it. We're not the first ones to walk this life. One of the greatest things you can do is just read Christian biographies. Read the biographies of people that have lived. Get in the Word of God and see some heroes in the Bible. This is so real to me. When I was growing up, I had heroes in the Bible. And I would pray as a teenager, Lord, I want to be just like Daniel. I want to be just like Daniel. Oh, Lord, I want to be like David. Those were some, because I had read the stories and I wanted to be like them. You know, there are people that are successful. And even in just modern day, get around people you admire, people that you know have a spiritual walk with God. Get around them. Pick up their attitude. Catch their anointing, like Elisha wanted to catch Elijah's anointing. Say, I want a double portion of that. You know, maybe you're a young family, you have kids, and you're struggling, and you see someone else, and their kids are a little older than yours, and you say to yourself, man, they seem to be doing a good job. I like how their kids are. You know, get around, connect, see what they're doing. Say, how do you handle this? See, learn from people that have already been there and have done it and have conquered it. And there's lots of them around. It's just left for us to connect. Connect with those people. Here's our final verses for today. Romans 8:35. I love these verses. It seems to be Paul's, you know, sort of conclusion of all the things we've been talking about here, of overcoming breakers. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Yet in all these things we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That was a triumphant spirit he had. He was facing a lot of things, but it never got him down. Because he said, you know what? God is bigger than this. We can overcome it. We can do it. We can conquer. And I believe that's the spirit that God wants us to go out of here with today. Yeah, there's breakers in your life. And there's a worksheet on the back that I encourage you to take home this morning with you and work through that little worksheet, either with your spouse or with yourself. Just where are the breakers in your life and how can you overcome them and where can you strengthen yourself? And just work through that little worksheet. But I'm praying that God will give us a triumphant spirit that we can overcome. Would you stand with me this morning? I'd like to pray with us to that end. I'm going to pray that God will give us a triumphant spirit. Faith. If you'd like to be included in that prayer, would you just lift your hand as I pray? Father, we've read your word this morning. We're challenged by it. We see the reality of our life and how things try to push us back and keep us from launching into the new areas you have for us. But Lord, we say this morning, we are able. We are able. Children of Israel said so long ago, we are able to go up and take the country and possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be there, our way to hinder, you will give us the victory. And Lord, I just pray that that same spirit will be in us this morning, that you will give us a clear vision of our future, the new areas you want us to launch into, and that we would go forward confidently, breaking through all the barriers that would push us back and seeing the new territory, Lord, that you're bringing us into. I pray that for every individual here, for every family. I pray for it as a church, Lord, that we will do it. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. We're going to dismiss you this morning. If you'd like prayer, by all means, come up and be with us. We have the pledge forms here. And if you'd like a pledge form, Maybe, Liz, you take some of these to the foyer if anyone wants to pick them up there. Or you can pick up a pledge form here and look it over and make a pledge towards the building if you'd like. Otherwise, go in the name of the Lord. You're dismissed this morning.